This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Check it out. This is the weirdest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to another Patriots Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's Friday, January 11th, right here at Gillette Stadium. A very rainy day, but Andy Hart and Paul Perillo still made it in to give you all the details on the roster.
And we're going to bring a little sunshine to this roster report. Although we don't have a lot of information to bring, so sunshine's about all we got, because the Patriots didn't make any moves. Quiet bye week heading into their first divisional playoff game. The one minor move they made is actually for next year, 2008 futures contract.
I think this is a big move.
Yes, guard slash tackle Jimmy Martin, most recently with the Minnesota Vikings, released, signed to a futures contract. There'll be another 8, 10, 12 of those in the coming weeks we'll read about. So really very minor. Another minor announcement, Stephen Neal is the Patriots representative for the Ed Block Courage Award. I believe those are given out in a couple weeks at some point. There's a dinner. It's not really an NFL thing. It's sort of a separate charitable foundation. And obviously the All-Pro team was announced this week. And for a rarity, a team record, a lot of Patriots on the All-Pro, certainly first and second teams. LaDainian Tomlinson and Randy Moss were the only unanimous choices, although Brady was sort of unanimous in that he got 49.5 votes. One writer, Frank Cooney, once again chose to do something a little outside the box and split his vote. The other members of the team, Matt Light, left tackle, cornerback, Asante Samuel, Mike Vrabel at linebacker. So they had a well represented there with Moss and Brady and those guys. Second team, Wes Welker got the nod, Copen and Mankins got the nod, you know, the other two Pro Bowl linemen, and Vince Wilfork got the nod. So nine guys represented from the Patriots on the first and second team All-Pro.
Yeah.
Paul, talk about it.
Well, that's a lot, and I think that's certainly befitting of you know, a team that went 16-0. I think that, you know, when you're talking All-Pro, that's a little bit special as compared to a lot of these other postseason awards, the Pro Bowls and things like that. There's only one quarterback. You know, there's only
unless you're Frank Cooney.
You know, there's only one guard. You know, or two guards, one center, and two tackles and stuff. It's not AFC NFC. It's the best in the league, and it's strictly by the vote of the 50. You know, the 50 members of that AP board, and I think to have nine Patriots on that certainly speaks volumes to just how good and how talented this team is.
And certainly a guy like Matt Light. This is the best you can get. If you're a receiver or running, you can win an MVP award. That's the best you can get, Offensive Player of the Year type award. But for Matt Light at left tackle, this is the highest honor you can get before the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's all there is. This is the top notch for left tackles. And I think that's pretty impressive. And, you know, we look at it locally. We see Light a lot and sometimes don't necessarily think of him in the mold of an Ogden or an Orlando Pace or a Walter Jones. But Matt Light has now reached that level where he's a two-time Pro Bowler and an All-Pro left tackle.
Yeah, that's, you know, you put it right, Andy, when you talk. You know, sometimes we don't necessarily look at Light like that. You know, we don't think of him as an Ogden or a Pace or a Walter Jones, but you know, for whatever circumstances there are, there was some injuries this year, Pace and Ogden specifically. But he's right up there with those guys. Now, you know, Walter Jones, Matt Light, you know. I think that's a great accomplishment for him. But I look even on the other side of the ball. Samuel and Mike Vrabel, I think, were rewarded for terrific seasons. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, you know, and we've certainly complained about it a lot here in New England, sometimes the Patriots have kind of slipped under the radar. But I think that people recognize just how many big plays those two guys are involved with, and I think those have been the best. You know, and I think you probably could put Wilfork in there, not maybe with the playmaking because of the position, but those three guys have been the most consistent players on the Patriots defense this year, and I'm really happy for Mike Vrabel being a guy that's been around as long as he has. First Pro Bowl, now he's named All-Pro. And Samuel, a lot of people doubted him last year, Andy, no one on this show. The three of us certainly, you know, scoffed at the notion that he was a one-year wonder last year, and he certainly proved everybody wrong.
And it's nice to see, you know, the winning, as Bill Belichick always points to, the rising tide lifts all ships. It's not just Brady. It's guys like Copen and Mankins and Light getting all the awards. Brady picked up another award this week with Offensive Player of the Year. Patriots actually went 1-2-3 in that category with Brady, Moss, and Welker actually coming in third.
Tied for third,
Tied for third with Brett Favre. So that's a pretty impressive feat for an offense that went from you know, no talent on the roster without, you know, all due respect to Rishay Caldwell.
Beyond two, Brady.
Three offensive right. player of the year guys, 1, 2, and 3. So it's interesting. A lot, obviously, a lot of awards coming in because they're 16-0. The record's the best season we've seen in these parts in a long time. Before we let you go, we'll get to the injury report, as we do pretty much every week.
It's playoff time.
It
it's
is
big,
playoff
big injury
time.
Big
injury report this week, and a lot of players on it for the Patriots. We'll get to Thursdays. Obviously, later today, we'll get the probable, you know, type questionable
the designations.
This week, all these guys, limited participation. Willie Andrews, elbow. Kyle Brady, team decision. Kyle Ekel, stomach. Rodney Harrison, thigh. Ellis Hobbs, team decision. Nick Kazier, foot. Stephen Neal, shoulder. Stephen Spock, knee. Antoine Spahn, hamstring. Wes Welker, team decision. You know, I look at that list, Paul. Obviously, Tom Brady, full participation, right elbow is always on there.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I look at that list, and to me, the Harrison one is the most interesting injury there. The other guys, Kazier, Neal, they're starters, but the team has dealt with that injury. Rodney Harrison, if he is in any way limited this week or moving forward, you know, what kind of a wrinkle or a ripple would that have on the defense?
Yeah, and the other guys that are there, team decisions, I don't necessarily worry about that because I look at it more
that's
as monitoring.
Banged up,
but, yeah, the Rodney thing, it looked like earlier in the week, Eric came in and gave us an update from practice saying how, you know, they were working on him a little bit one of the days. I forget if it was Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, he was down on the sideline. The trainers were attending to him for a little bit. So maybe he's dealing with some sort of lingering problem. Maybe it's something that happened in practice earlier that day or earlier in the maybe late even last week. You wonder how that's going to affect him. I'm sure he's going to play.
Right.
You know, if he's out there practicing even on a limited basis, there's no way he's not going to play. But you wonder if he's forced to run around a little bit, maybe aggravates whatever problem he has, you know, listed as a thigh. I don't know if that's a thigh bruise or, you know, something like that. You wonder how that affects things because I'm not sure, you know, there's been a big difference in that defense over the last couple of years with and without Rodney Harrison. He's a pretty important guy, even at his advanced age.
The one positive is that both Sanders and Wilson are healthy, and we've been told a number of times by Belichick it's 3 for 2. So while it wouldn't be
we still want to have Harrison, one of
have
those,
Harrison
one
out
of
there,
those
at least you have Sanders maybe to ready to move into that strong safety role and Wilson ready to come back and make plays at free safety. So, you know, they're suited, I think, at all these injuries, all these guys. They have the depth to deal with any one or two of these players missing a game. But as you project forward, not just to the divisional round, but a potential AFC title game against the Colts, maybe you want to be at full strength if at all possible because you're going to face a great challenge. As Bill says, you know, everybody's the same now, and they're going to face their toughest game of the
year.
Clean
slate.
Clean slate, 0-0. Well, actually, the Jaguars are 1-0 heading into this matchup in the postseason. Have a better winning percentage. Anyway, that's going to put the wraps on another roster report, and we'll send it back to Lori.
Well, thank you both for that nice ray of sunshine. Join us again next week for a brand new Ross Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!